堂听 class.com。
北京市2009年高级中等学校招生考试预测卷一。
Section 1. 1. What does your father do?
He's a doctor.
What does your father do?
He's a doctor.
Two. How do you go to school?
I go to school by bus.
How do you go to school?
I go to school by bus.
Three.What's Linda's favorite subject?
Chemistry.
What's Linda's favorite subject?
Chemistry.
Four. Where would you like to go on vacation?
I'd like to relax on a beautiful beach.
Where would you like to go on vacation?
I'd like to relax on a beautiful beach.
Section 2. Text 1.Is it still raining outside?
No, but the wind is still blowing.
Is it still raining outside?
No, but the wind is still blowing.
Text 2. Excuse me, Mr. Green.I can't follow you. Would you please speak a little more slowly?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Mr. Green. I can't follow you. Would you please speak a little more slowly?
I'm sorry.
Text 3. Is Wang Dong at home?
No, he's in hospital.
I'm very sorry to hear that. What's the matter with him?
He doesn't take enough exercise, so he's getting fat. Now, he has a heart disease.
Is Wang Dong at home?
No, he's in hospital.
I'm very sorry to hear that. What's the matter with him?
He doesn't take enough exercise, so he's getting fat. Now, he has a heart disease.
Text 4.Have you ever learned English by watching English language videos?
Yes, I have. I have learned a lot that way.
Have you ever learned English by watching English language videos?
Yes, I have. I have learned a lot that way. Text 5. What kind of movies do you like, Gina?
Well, I like action movies because they're exciting.
Tony likes action movies, too. How about you, Bob? I like comedies. What kind of movies do you like, Gina?
Well, I like action movies because they're exciting.
Tony likes action movies, too. How about you, Bob? I like comedies. Text 6. Mom, could I use your computer?
Sorry, Jack. I'm going to work on it.
Well, could I watch TV?
Yes, you can. But first, you have to clean your room.
Mom, could I use your computer?
Sorry, Jack. I'm going to work on it.
Well, could I watch TV?
Yes, you can. But first, you have to clean your room.
Text 7. Okay, now we need to come up with a plan to tell people about the city park cleanup.
Yeah, but I'm hungry, Bob. Let's have lunch first.
No, we can't put off making a plan. Cleanup day is only 2 weeks from now.
You are right. While we talk, I'll write down all the ideas. Then we can decide which plans are the best.
I'll hand out advertisements after school.
Okay, great. And we could call up 10 people and ask them to come.
Okay, now we need to come up with a plan to tell people about the city park cleanup.
Yeah, but I'm hungry, Bob. Let's have lunch first.
No, we can't put off making a plan. Cleanup day is only 2 weeks from now.
You are right. While we talk, I'll write down all the ideas. Then we can decide which plans are the best.
I'll hand out advertisements after school.
Okay, great. And we could call up 10 people and ask them to come. Text 8. This is Amy's food and fitness diary. Monday. I have decided to keep a diary about what I eat and how much I exercise because I think it will help me to get fit and lose weight. For breakfast, I had some bread, 2 eggs, and a glass of milk. I usually take the bus to school, but I walked there instead. We had a swimming lesson at school, and I did really well. I love swimming. For lunch, I had 2 sandwiches, an apple, and some sweets. For tea, I had some biscuits and a banana. For supper, my mother cooked a big meal with soup, chicken, and vegetables. And after that, I had a lot of ice cream. Tuesday.
I had the same breakfast as yesterday and walked to school again. While I was walking, I met my friend Sarah. Her parents own a fitness club. When I told her that I was keeping this diary, she wanted to know why I was keeping it. I explained that I wanted to lose a bit of weight. She said I could exercise at her parents' club if I wanted. I said that was a great idea. For lunch, I had rice and vegetables, biscuits for tea, and fish and rice for supper. Oh, yes, before I went to bed, I had a drink of chocolate. This is Amy's food and fitness diary. Monday. I have decided to keep a diary about what I eat and how much I exercise because I think it will help me to get fit and lose weight. For breakfast, I had some bread, 2 eggs, and a glass of milk. I usually take the bus to school, but I walked there instead. We had a swimming lesson at school, and I did really well. I love swimming. For lunch, I had 2 sandwiches, an apple, and some sweets. For tea, I had some biscuits and a banana. For supper, my mother cooked a big meal with soup, chicken, and vegetables. And after that, I had a lot of ice cream. Tuesday. I had the same breakfast as yesterday and walked to school again. While I was walking, I met my friend Sarah. Her parents own a fitness club. When I told her that I was keeping this diary, she wanted to know why I was keeping it. I explained that I wanted to lose a bit of weight. She said I could exercise at her parents' club if I wanted. I said that was a great idea. For lunch, I had rice and vegetables, biscuits for tea, and fish and rice for supper. Oh, yes, before I went to bed, I had a drink of chocolate.
Text 9. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this class on English words. I hope that all of you can hear me. I am John Morris. I'll be your teacher for the next 10 weeks. This is one of the popular and crowded classes. Indeed, every time these courses are offered, the room is very full. Why is that? Well, in order to use the English language, it's very important to have at least a basic understanding of how words are formed. There are about 1 million words in English. If you are an English learner, you might wonder how you can possibly remember all of these words. Well, for one thing, you don't have to. No native speaker exists who knows all of the words in the English language. Besides, there are shortcuts. Shortcuts? Yes. For example, if you know how words are formed by using parts of words from other languages, such as Greek and French, you'll understand a good number of English words when you first come across them. Let me put it this way. Knowing the rules will help you master a large number of words. This is probably the number one reason why this class is so popular. Good afternoon. everybody, and welcome to this class on English words. I hope that all of you can hear me. I am John Morris. I'll be your teacher for the next 10 weeks. This is one of the popular and crowded classes. Indeed, every time these courses are offered, the room is very full. Why is that? Well, in order to use the English language, it's very important to have at least a basic understanding of how words are formed. There are about 1 million words in English. If you are an English learner, you might wonder how you can possibly remember all of these words. Well, for one thing, you don't have to. No native speaker exists who knows all of the words in the English language. Besides, there are shortcuts. Shortcuts? Yes. For example, if you know how words are formed by using parts of words from other languages, such as Greek and French, you'll understand a good number of English words when you first come across them. Let me put it this way. Knowing the rules will help you master a large number of words. This is probably the number one reason why this class is so popular.